The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting here in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office, which she will be at later this morning. And I want to welcome Janet because she's up at the Boca Raton studios for WWNN Radio. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Looking very much forward to our discussion today. It's going to be such an educational experience for our listeners. Lots of details that they might not necessarily have known about.
Well, one important point I think we forgot to mention yesterday was that anybody who misses a part of what you're listening to today can go back to our website and listen to a rebroadcast of any of the shows that we've done, so that if you do miss something, you can always go back and listen to it once, twice, or three times more, so that it's completely clarified as to how it can benefit you or a person that you know, a relative, friend. So that's the reason for the archive shows that you can go back and listen to anytime you like. And as Janet said, we try and bring to you the very, very latest information as to how you can improve your health and keep your health and body and mind strong throughout all your years. And we hope that you're able to pass this along to your children and your grandchildren as well. Janet, the store yesterday was quite active with a lot of people that have never been to a Save-A-Lot store, which is, this happens to be the only one, but people may know me from my former business, which was the founder and owner of Tooney's Nutrition in Coral Springs. And people are slowly finding us now where we're located, and they're, as you pointed out, the name or the message that people come across is jaw-dropping prices. They can't believe the prices that we are selling products for, where they've been to Whole Foods or Lucky's or other national chains, and they just are blown away by the difference of price between what we sell it for and what they normally would buy it for at a chain store. So we encourage people to come down either with their iPhones, smartphones, calculators, iPads, anything else that they want to use to check prices. We encourage people to do that. I think it's important that you understand how you can save money on a daily basis. You don't have to stock up. You can buy one, two, five, as many as you like. But the important point is that the prices that we are selling them for are individual items. And again, you can budget your money every month so that you're able to afford supplements to keep you strong and healthy for many years to come. As far as the topics today, Janet, where would you like to start?
Well, we have on the line our very special guest, Mark Kaler. And Mark Kaler is speaking about mushroom wisdom. And I think that lots of our listeners may very well have experience with some mushrooms for therapeutic effect, but Mark is about to give us lots more reasons to use mushrooms and details about how those mushrooms are going to do such good work for us. So good morning, Mark Kaler.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I actually want to thank Al for opening up this store because, you know, as a consumer and as a practitioner, I think it's really important to make these products as accessible to people as possible. And, you know, certainly putting them at affordable prices does increase that accessibility. So, you know, I'd like to thank you and wish you well on this new project.
Mark, I thank you very kindly. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. I know over the past 15 or 20 years that we've known each other, you have been a monument in bringing forth information to the many benefits that are available by using mushroom products. And I think Mushroom Wisdom, in my opinion, is definitely the leader when it comes to mushroom products. And I know that we're going to get into several of the different types of products that you're going to be speaking about today and the many benefits.
Yeah, you know, I think it may surprise people that mushrooms actually are powerful medicines or natural remedies. I think most of us probably think of something we just throw on top of our salad or as a pizza topping or things. I don't think in this country, at least to a large degree, we're necessarily used to the idea that mushrooms are powerful medicines. But it may surprise people that these are some of humankind's oldest medicines. Some of the records date back 5,000-6,000 years. They're also some of the best research natural remedies out there. In fact, some of them are sources of licensed pharmaceuticals in Asia, and they have a tremendous amount of research on them. Reishi mushroom, which is probably my favorite single remedy out of all, not just mushrooms, but everything, you know, has hundreds, if not thousands, of studies and papers written on it. So, you know, I think there's a lot out there on mushrooms that really confirm their, I think, really promising, amazing benefits. And I think it comes at a really good time. I actually just noticed a headline this morning from the National Center for Health Statistics that life expectancy in the U.S. has decreased for the first time since 1993. So I think now is a really good time for these powerful tonics that are going to support and enhance our health and healing.
Okay, now you just said that reishi is your favorite mushroom, and certainly we're talking about health benefits from mushrooms this morning, Mark. And when you look at the list of potential health impacts that reishi might have, it supports your immune system, as many of these mushrooms do. Mental clarity. We're all looking for mental clarity. It's an adaptogen. It will help with energy. It will help with blood pressure. It will help with anxiety. Is there anything that reishi won't do?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, and to some degree you're probably asking the wrong person, because, you know, it's the one single remedy that I think virtually everybody on the planet would benefit from. I've actually coined the phrase tonic for the 21st century to describe the amazing benefits that reishi brings to the table. Supports the brain, central nervous system, lungs, liver, kidneys, adrenals, heart and cardiovascular system, improves sleep, it's anti-inflammatory, it's antioxidant. Protects the liver from toxins, it regenerates the liver, you know, and these are really just kind of the tonic supporting actions to it, let alone all the medicinal and therapeutic benefits to it. Numerous studies on its use for cancer as an adjunct therapy for cancer or recovery from treatments in cancer. Number two killer in America, number one killer heart disease. Reishi brings a number of benefits there, lowers blood pressure, lowers triglycerides, may help with cholesterol levels, you know, the number one killer in America. We're all aware that stress is a major player and probably the leading cause for doctor visits in this country. Reishi is one of the best stress tonics. You mentioned it as an adaptogen. In Chinese medicine, they called it a Shen tonic, and Shen is the emotional, spiritual center of the body, so to speak. It's kind of like when we say someone has a broken heart, we're not talking about, you know, that four-chambered organ in our chest. We're talking about kind of that energetic center of the body, and Reishi is excellent for repairing and nourishing that. So for any kind of stress, strains, you know, a loss, some other craziness happening in life, you're being audited, you know, you have to deal with Florida traffic, you know, whatever it may be, reishi is a really wonderful tonic for helping with those stress and Shen disturbances.
Mark, where is the reishi grown?
Yeah, the Mushroom Wisdom reishi is grown in the southeastern corner of China, just off of a UN-protected preserve, so it's a very pristine environment. And it's grown in a province where mushrooms were first cultivated. They have been growing mushrooms continually for about 1,300 years, so they have a lot of hands-on experience, you know, with the growing of the mushrooms. And the key thing for the growing process for me, as far as the reishi goes, is the reishi that Mushroom Wisdom uses is log-grown, meaning they're grown it on wood, which is the natural food source for mushrooms. And I think that's really important when we talk about, you know, mushroom remedies, is that, you know, how they're grown makes a big difference, I think, to the quality, to the compounds, to the energetics that are actually in that finished product. So growing these mushrooms in a way that mirror how they would be growing in the wild is really important. And reishi is a mushroom that grows on, you know, logs and wood and things. So I think it's really important when we're looking for mushroom products to try to find ones that are grown in a manner that really maximizes, I think, their health-giving potential.
Is it really important, Mark? Okay, so we understand the importance of growing the mushrooms in a traditional way. Is it important to understand how they're harvested and then how they're processed before it becomes a mushroom wisdom reishi formula?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned harvesting. The key in the harvesting process to some degree is what part of the mushroom you actually use. And there are two basic segments of a mushroom that are used in products that are out there. Mushroom wisdom uses what's called the fruiting body, and that's the part of the mushroom that we see. It's the above ground portion. You know, for button mushrooms, it's that nice little stem with a little button on, you know, a little cap on it, although other mushrooms look very, very differently, but it's that above ground or, you know, above the outside the tree portion of it. There's also what's called the mycelium, and that's the root structure of the mushroom. And Mushroom Wisdom has chosen to use the fruiting body for a couple reasons. One is that that's the part of the mushroom that's been used traditionally for thousands of years. So, you know, I think if you want to apply all that traditional wisdom and all those traditional energetics and applications, you really need to use the part of the plant, or in this case, the mushroom, that they were using also. The other element to this is that if it's a mycelium product, what you do is you have to grow it on something that actually is consumable, that people can eat. So they actually grow their mushrooms, in these cases, on rice. And the issue I have with that is that's not a natural food source for mushrooms. Mushrooms grow on wood. So I like my mushrooms to be grown on wood. And the analogy I would use would be tomatoes. You know, a nice, hot, you know, heirloom tomato grown in rich soil versus, you know, these tomatoes that are grown in hothouses hydroponically. You know, there's a big difference nutritionally, taste-wise, so many different ways. And I think the same goes for mushrooms. So I think it's really important to get the right part of the mushroom. And it's also really important because mushrooms are very fibrous. The fiber compound in mushrooms, so to speak, is a compound called chitin. And that's virtually indigestible by the human body. So when we eat mushrooms, or when we take a mushroom that's just been ground into a powder, the body does not digest or assimilate much of those mushrooms and things. That's not to say there's not some benefit to eating them. You know, just going through the digestive tract has some benefits. But it's really important, particularly when we're talking about using them for more therapeutic or medicinal applications, to make sure that the body can absorb and assimilate these compounds. So they need to be extracted. They need to be processed in a way so that you pull out all those wonderful compounds and you make them bioavailable to the body, freeing up from that chitin compound of the mushroom. So how they're grown and then how they're processed, I think, makes all the difference in the world as far as their potency and efficacy for our health and healing.
When
Janet,
we come
I hear some
back,
music, Janet.
When we come back from this break, I will get into a little more detail with our special guest, Mark Kaler, about the years of experience that Mushroom Wisdom has in growing, harvesting, processing all of the incredibly effective Mushroom Wisdom products. And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest, Mark Kaler from Mushroom Wisdom, and joining me from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hey everybody, this is Al Foreman again for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest this morning is Mr. Mark Kayla, who I would consider to be the foremost expert when it comes to mushrooms and its many benefits. And along with Janet Cimarelli, who is up at the Boca Raton studios of WWNN Radio, we're speaking about mushrooms, and you brought up the first mushroom in the line for mushroomism called the super reishi. And this particular reishi mushroom for mushroom wisdom, we make very affordable for people to use. And I know we're going to get into some more of the benefits of the reishi, but here's a bottle of 120 tablets that are vegetarian, which supports the immune and optimal health system of the body, and it's only $17.99. You're talking about pennies a day to help the body improve. So here is Mushroom Wisdom's Super Reishi, 120 vegetarian tablets for only $17.99. Janet, I'm going to go back to you now and see what else we can garner from Mark's wisdom.
Well, that we talked about reishi, and that was Mark's favorite mushroom. And so I want to go back to the origins of mushroom wisdom. Way back when, 1991, mushroom wisdom used to be known as maitake, and the beginning products that were part of this development into mushroom wisdom were maitake defraction. And I think when I say maitake defraction, many, many people who are listening have experience with the maitake defraction, and then maitake SX fraction. And so, Mark, if you would tell us a little bit about how the business got started and those two particular formulas.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting how the company got started. They're entering in their 26th year this coming year, so they've been doing this for quite a while. And I think we need to keep in mind that, you know, we're kind of spoiled now with all the supplements and the range of things we have available to us. You know, 20-plus years ago, there weren't a lot of mushrooms out there. And what is interesting is the company was founded by a gentleman named Mike Shiroda, who at the time was an investment banker. And what had happened was a researcher who had done some initial work with the maitake mushroom, and maitake is a mushroom that was traditionally used mostly as a food, as a delicious edible food. So if you ever get to cook it or eat it, you know, I'd encourage you to give it a try. He actually started looking to see if there were some medicinal benefits to him. And initially it was primarily with the HIV virus that he did his work with. And the work was so promising that this guy actually wanted to develop, you know, a product out of it and do further research. So he went to Mike Shiroda as an investment banker and asked him, can you help me find some money, some investors to help me, get this gift out to people? And Mike said, you know, no, we don't need to find any investors. I'll do it. I'm so excited by the potential of what this has to offer. You know, let's create a business, and we'll start getting the maitake mushroom out there. So in the early days, it was just maitake mushroom, a very simple product, sold primarily to the HIV/AIDS community. And this was based on research showing it to have a fairly potent antiviral action to it. Now, I want to say when I say it has an antiviral action, I am by no means saying it is a cure for HIV or a cure for any of the things we're talking about. We're really just reporting on some of the research, and there were cell cultures that showed some dramatic results and impact with it. So they started off with the maitake product, and they said, okay, what is it in the maitake mushroom that is offering these powerful gifts? And they found out through a series of extraction techniques that it was this compound, which they later named maitake defraction, that these were the compounds in the mushroom that were strongest or most effective for increasing numbers of immune cells. So it increases natural killer cells, cytotoxic T cells, macrophages, a number of different immune cells, all were increased with numbers. And they also found with the maitake defraction that it had the strongest anti-tumor action. So they did some cell cultures and some animal studies along that way. And that actually led to some comparative studies where they compared the maitake defraction to a number of other long-used traditional mushrooms that, as again I mentioned, some are even used pharmaceutically in Asia for cancer treatment, for hepatitis, and a number of things. And they found out, again, the maitake defraction had a stronger immune-boosting action to it than these other mushrooms. They found that it had a stronger anti-tumor action to it. And, you know, I've already said I think reishi is my favorite mushroom, but when they compared the maitake defraction as far as its anti-tumor benefits to a reishi extract, even when they gave a reishi extract at 50 times the higher dose than the maitake defraction still had almost a threefold better anti-tumor action to them.
Mark,
so that led to a series of, yes?
Would there be a benefit to combining the reishi and the maitake D?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of benefit to combining the right combinations of these mushrooms. And one of the reasons is because reishi brings all these other tonic aspects to the body. It kind of supports and nourishes the whole body. And reishi is very much about balance. So, you know, while we might be, you know, heaven forbid, having to deal with a cancer situation or other serious immune disorder where we're taking the maitake defraction, you know, obviously we want to support the body as a whole. We want to support the organism as a whole. Certainly want to bring balance. Certainly with a diagnosis with cancer, there's a certain emotional and Shen disturbance. So by bringing these two together, I think there's certainly some really possible synergies. And they've even done studies using the maitake defraction with the maitake mushroom, and they found that it's actually, in a sense, synergistic with itself in that sense. So, yeah, I think combining the right mushrooms and getting the right combo that are specific to you are very powerful, you know, healing allies for us.
Mark, what is the difference between the maitake defraction and the maitake SX? What changed? What's added? How's that different?
Yeah, they're basically, you know, they're all derived from the maitake mushroom. They're just different compounds that are found in the mushroom. The maitake defraction is a beta-glucan. The SX fraction is a proteoglycan. So they're just different compounds that are found in it. And to some degree, the way the SX product came about was people were taking maitake and maitake defraction oftentimes for cancer treatment, but some of them happened to be diabetics, and they were calling them up and saying, you know, hey, I've been able to cut my drug, you know, my drugs, the drugs I'm taking, my prescription use or my insulin use while taking this. And it happened over a long enough period of time that the company said, hey, we better look at this. Let's explore it. Let's find out. Because we need to keep in mind that maitake really doesn't have this long history of medicinal use, so we don't know as much about it medicinally, or we didn't at least at that time. So that led to a series of research. Dr. Proust at Georgetown University, Dr. Kono at New York Medical College, they started exploring the maitake mushroom for benefits for lowering both blood sugar and insulin levels, and that's when they discovered this compound, which they named SX fraction. And the key aspect of the SX fraction is that it lowers both blood sugar and insulin. And I want to emphasize the word "and" in there. There are lots of natural remedies that lower blood sugar, but the way they lower blood sugar is by increasing insulin production. For most of us, that's not a good thing. Insulin is a pro-growth factor, can contribute to cancer growth. The insulin is pro-inflammatory. There are a number of issues, cardiovascular-wise and other things, that get raised when you raise insulin levels for a prolonged period of time. Insulin resistance increases. So there are a number of issues that grow. So when we're looking to balance our blood sugar levels, it's really important that we balance both blood sugar and insulin. And again, independent clinical studies on the SX fraction show that it does lower both blood sugar and insulin levels, and it improves what's called cellular sensitivity to insulin, meaning our cells are much more responsive to insulin. The body doesn't need to produce as much insulin in order to get that sugar taken up by the system. So you see cardiovascular benefits, lowering blood pressure, lowering triglycerides, lowering LDL cholesterol. So, you know, it has those benefits that come along with it. So they're just different compounds that have different actions and applications to it.
It's so important, I think, for people to understand that insulin is a very effective hormone at driving the glucose into the cell. However, when your insulin levels are chronically high, it can be a very damaging hormone, and that insulin a high fasting insulin level over an extended period of time is actually the component in your blood that ultimately leads to damage to vision. And that's an issue for many diabetics. It's ultimately damage to kidneys. So it's very, very delicate tissue of your kidneys can possibly be damaged with that chronically elevated insulin level. And then, of course, those tiny blood vessels at the extremities, your fingertips, your toes, very important, and in your brain, of course, very important to understand that balancing both blood sugar and fasting insulin level is a critically important aspect. And to have that available to people from the Maitake SX faction is very important. Mark, how might you suggest that someone use the Maitake SS fraction if they have been given an A1C number of, let's say, 5.7? That means that they are not diabetic, but they are moving toward that range. Do you have a suggestion about how to go about using the Maitake SS fraction?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, one of the nice things about it, one of the reasons I like the Mushroom Wisdom line of products, is this is a company that's been committed to clinical research. So we have a certain amount of understanding about how these things should be dosed in a more therapeutic manner. And all the clinical studies that have been done to date using the SX product, from the Maitake SX product, use 3 tablets 3 times a day. Ideally, I like to take it 20 to 30 minutes before meal, the idea that you're kind of prime the body, prime the cells and everything for the food and the carbohydrates and everything that are on their way. So all the clinical studies have used that same dosing, 3 tablets 3 times a day. I know people don't like to take a lot of tablets. These are small tablets, I think we want to take these things at those therapeutic levels. And, you know, that's kind of been one of my, I guess, pet peeves with the natural products industry, which I've been a member of now for almost 40 years, is that oftentimes things aren't dosed at the levels that we know the research suggests they need to be dosed at. So I think whatever products you're buying, whether it be the SX or other things, make sure you're taking them at the levels, not necessarily that what they say on the bottle, but is based on the actual research. And in the case of the Maitake SX product, again, 3 tablets 3 times a day. Again, I like it about a half hour or so before meals to kind of prime the system in that regard. And I will say that, you know, the studies, the clinicals show that it lowers HbA1c levels specifically, and they even compared it to a leading pharmaceutical, and they found out that it lowered HbA1c's more effectively than the pharmaceuticals, which, you know, is kind of surprising, because one of the slams against natural products is they're not as quick, they're not as effective as drugs. But lo and behold, we have the Maitake SX, which has been studied to show more effective and more quickly acting.
Great, great information from our special guest, Mr. Mark Kaler of Mushroom Wisdom. And to all of our listeners, you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am in the WNN studios here in downtown Boca Raton. And Mr. Al Foreman is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Plaza. And we're going to take a short break right now here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. More information to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP, everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman with the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a very special guest today, Mr. Mark Kayla. And Janet is up at the studios of WWNN Radio up in Boca Raton. And we're bringing to the attention of people the many benefits of the maitake mushroom. And I'm looking at the maitake defraction, Mark, which you were speaking about. And the product is 120 capsules, and it's only priced at $17.99, which, again, is, in my eyes, extremely reasonable for people that want to correct certain situations they have in their body. And then you spoke about the maitake SX fraction, or haven't we really covered that yet? Because there are many different maitake products in the Mushroom Wisdom line. And I think the clarification to our listeners will be most important for them to decide which one is best for their health. I'm looking at the maitake defraction, the standard one, which is a bottle of 360 capsules, which is only $47.99. And I'm looking at the maitake SXFR action, which is a bottle of 90 capsules, and that particular one is only $29.99. And then something new came out, the Maitake Defraction Easy Spray, which I'm sure we'll get into sometime during the show as well. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you so we can get more information from Mark.
Mark Kayler, I remember meeting Mark years and years ago at an expo, and of course it was a very dramatic meeting because, Mark, you were dressed in, is it samurai garb?
Yeah, it's not necessarily samurai garb. It's the traditional formal wear that they wear in Japan. It's called a hakama. And what is interesting is, you know, I used to wear that at some of the trade shows, just kind of to draw people's attention. But I actually had to go take a class on how to dress myself with that because it's a fairly detailed. There's multiple layers to it. The belts all have to be tied in a certain way. So it was actually a really interesting experience. This is actually when I was living in Southern California, and I used to have to get up, get myself dressed. It would take about an hour, then drive over to the trade show. And I was always worried that I would break down on the interstate and be standing on the side of the interstate in this formal Japanese, you know, elaborate wear and things. But it was always a lot of fun to wear that outfit, and I'm glad I got that opportunity.
You certainly did get a lot of attention. So you've brought the attention to Mushroom Wisdom, and so crucially important for people to understand the incredibly broad therapeutic benefits associated with traditionally grown, correctly harvested and processed mushrooms. And so you like, you know, your favorite was reishi. We talked about maitake D, maitake SS fraction. Where do you want to go next?
Well, I would add one thing to the SX is that there are actually two clinical studies showing real positive results for polycystic ovary syndrome.
Wow.
And one of the interesting things about it is not only was there a significant benefit, is that it seemed to have a synergy to the leading pharmaceutical that's used to treat that. I think it's clomiphene citrate. So the pharmaceutical combined with SX had quite dramatic benefits for women suffering from PCOS. So it's intriguing now, you know, as we start to explore the maitake further to see what other applications and uses it has. And I think this is quite promising.
For our listeners, PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it is very much associated with anomalies in blood sugar processing, your body's ability to process blood sugar correctly. And so when you say polycystic ovarian syndrome, you think it's a hormonal issue, and typically you might want to go for hormonal balance approach. But the truth of the matter is, yes, there's an hormonal impact, but the impact originates with blood sugar difficulties. So very important, and it is not an easy issue to address. So to have that kind of information that you can have a positive impact on your PCOS with the Maitake SX fraction from Mushroom Wisdom. Excellent, very important information. Okay, where shall we go next? I have lion's mane, I have chaga, and I'm sure that many of our listeners do know some of these names, but they might not necessarily know how to choose a particular mushroom product for their best health effect. Where should we go?
Well, one of the mushrooms I've become really intrigued with personally, and this probably relates to the fact that I'm, you know, starting to add on the years onto my, you know, calendar lifespan and things, is the lion's mane mushroom, and more particularly a proprietary extract that Mushroom Wisdom has, which is called Amylobin 3399. And the reason I'm really intrigued by this is because it seems to have some application, and there are a number of clinicals now supporting its use for Alzheimer's and dementia. And this is quite profound considering the fact that to date still we have no effective treatment for slowing or really dramatic, significantly impacting the onset and the progression of Alzheimer's and dementia. So to have a particular mushroom extract that has some clinical research on it supporting its use for Alzheimer's dementia, I think is quite profound. And what's special about the Amylobin 3399 product versus just simple lion's mane products is that it's a concentrated, standardized extraction of the compounds that we know have benefits as it relates to brains and nerves. So there are a group of compounds called haricinones, which have been shown in studies to actually slow or reverse the buildup of amyloid beta plaque in the brain, which is certainly key. And then there's also a compound in there that Mushroom Wisdom and researchers found called amylobin. And these compounds have a protective action to them, to healthy cells. And the research seems to be indicating that that actually may be even more valuable because, you know, what has happened is it's not so much the plaque buildup itself maybe that's an issue. It's the damage that that plaque causes on healthy cells that starts decreasing functionality and starts messing with the chemistry and the physiology of the brain and things. So, you know, this is an amazing remedy that I've seen some quite profound benefits for, again, particularly for Alzheimer's and dementia. Age-related memory decline. And I also say that, you know, while the clinical research hasn't been done on just, you know, general memory and brain sharpness for people not suffering from these conditions, but I can vouch for myself and now having used it, you know, clinically for, I don't know, 40 or 50 people that are all under the age of 30 that have no signs or symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia, that this is the fastest-acting brain product I've ever seen. I notice a difference the same day I start taking it. I'm quicker, I'm sharper, you know, I can remember those names or, you know, whatever it may be I'm trying to recall much more quickly and sharply when I'm taking their product. And I've gone on and off it a few times just to make sure it wasn't placebo effect. And the results have been, you know, across the board similar, that people notice a significant difference in 2 to 3 days just being sharper and quicker. And this is on top of those, you know, I think dramatic benefits for an aging brain. And then on top of that, not to run too long on the amylobin product, but there are now a handful of case studies using it for schizophrenia that have just been just stunning to me. Every time I think about them and talk about them, I actually get goosebumps because, you know, you're dealing with individuals that, you know, were hearing things, seeing things, they were not able to function in their lives, and the amylobin 3399 in these cases was able to give them their lives back, you know, get them motivated, get them enjoying life, get them involved in life, get them out. And so it had some incredible, I think, extraordinarily promising and applications in that regard. So, again, this is another mushroom that we're now really looking into and exploring new applications and new uses. So it's kind of an exciting time to see this research happening.
Mark, there have been certain research studies that would ultimately categorize the development of Alzheimer's disease as diabetes of the brain. Might there be any benefit to taking both the Mitake SS fraction and the lion's mane amylobin 3399?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why, you know, when we look at these conditions, we need to look at them at a holistic manner. I think there's applications for the SX even in cancer treatment because we know, you know, cancer is very metabolically active. It likes its sugar. It likes its refined carbohydrates. So, you know, making sure that those levels, blood sugar levels, stay at healthy levels and as low as you possibly can when you're dealing with a cancer, I think is key to a holistic approach. And the same thing goes with Alzheimer's and dementia. We need to look at the other variables, you know, taking a curcumin extract for the inflammation in the brain, you know, taking SX may be really relevant for some people. And I think this gets to an issue that I have with Western medicine and its nomenclature. We have a tendency to fix labels on things, which kind of stops, I think, our thinking to some degree. So we call this large number of people, you know, patients with Alzheimer's disease, when it may manifest very differently from one patient to another. So certainly for a significant portion of it, it may actually be an insulin-resistant issue as far as the cells in the brain, that's an issue. But for other people, that may or may not be an issue. So learning to, you know, really find out all the things that are happening in your body and what you can do to affect those things, I think is key and why I think a holistic approach is so effective.
What dose would you suggest for someone who is attempting to improve their memory, name recall, concentration, and so on?
Yeah, well, because it's clinically studied, and one of the things about mushroom wisdom is they try to formulate their products so that they can be taken at these relevant therapeutic dosing. For people who are using it therapeutically, the dose is 6 tablets a day in general, and that's kind of a loose number to some degree because they have found that some people, you know, 3 or 4 tablets work. Larger individuals like myself maybe need to take 8 tablets a day. So 6 is kind of that general reference point. For general, just kind of enhancing your brain and memory, you know, it's always hard to say in a general sense because some people, you know, that you know, not being as quick and sharp as they want may be just a really minor insignificant problem. For other people, it could actually be an indicator of later, you know, developing problems because these brain and dementia problems take decades to develop in the body. But, you know, I would start off with, you know, 1 tablet twice a day and kind of work your way up to, if you need to start doing it, up to 6 a day. But, you know, why not just start off with a lower dose and see if that works for you? If not, you know, gradually increase. And because it, you know, the body tends to respond to it quickly, you'll know within a few days whether you have the right dose. If you don't, go ahead and up it again and just work your way up if you need to.
Fabulous, fabulous information on supporting our immune systems, our brains, our blood sugar, lowering insulin in our bodies, and all of that from our special guest, Mr. Mark Kaler from Mushroom Wisdom. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here in the WNN studio in Boca Raton. Mr. Al Foreman is in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And if you're interested in getting a little bit of direction to find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can call 754-307-1655. We'll be right back.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307. 1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save a Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman again for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We're coming up on our last segment, and Mark Kayla, our very special guest, who is discussing the products for Mushroom Wisdom, and Janet Cimarelli, our licensed nutritionist, who will be here today from 1 to 7. So if you'd like to speak to Janet, sit down with her and talk about your health concerns, please feel free to stop in. It's first come, first serve, and she'll be here again from 1 to 7. Tomorrow, her hours on Friday are from 4 to 8, and Saturday from 12 to 5. So we try and find the best hours for you to come in and avail yourself to her ability to help you deal with any health issues that you may have. And getting back to Mr. Mark Kayla, we've covered several of the different mushroom products from Mushroom Wisdom. In my opinion, they are the leading manufacturer of the mushroom product industry as we know it in the natural product industry. And Mark has a wealth of information to help people decide which one is best for them. And Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you so we can find out more about some of the great products from Mushroom Wisdom.
Well, I'm going to go back for just a moment to Lion's Mane, because one of the areas that Lion's Mane may be dramatically helpful is after a stroke, after a diagnosis possibly of Parkinson's disease, any kind of a brain injury, Lion's Mane has some research that actually shows the ability to repair brain cells. That's pretty amazing. So the nervous system, the need for repairing brain cells after a stroke, a TIA, a mini stroke. Now, there's one area that I came across with regard to Lion's Mane was epilepsy. Any information on that, Mark?
Yeah, I haven't seen research in that regard. If you have, I'd love to see it. You know, it's a full-time job trying to keep up on the research on mushrooms. I certainly would consider using it for any neurodegenerative, nerve-related condition across the board. I think what we're finding, and again, we're really early into the research, that there are a range of other benefits that it's bringing to the table. And I think it also kind of alludes to the fact that we really don't know a lot about our central nervous system and our brain as much as certainly I think we'd like to know about it. And I don't think we fully understand and recognize the benefit of increasing what's called nerve growth factor, which is the body's endogenous compound that basically repairs the central nervous system. So to me, that would make it probably useful in virtually any nerve and brain situation. You mentioned talk about repair of the brain, but it could also be used for peripheral nerve damage and things. Someone who maybe had a nerve damaged in a fall or injury or in a surgery and things like that, certainly applicable. It increases myelination, which is the coating around the neuron, so to speak. So I think it probably has the benefits across the board for a number of different conditions.
So it's so interesting that it is so beneficial for myelin sheath, and because of that benefit, it is able to cross the blood-brain barrier, which is an unusual situation with a supplement that people can take, and it is through that mechanism, the compatibility with the myelin sheath and the ability to actually be delivered to brain cells, that you're achieving that cellular repair of in the brain. So incredible. And now just to finish up, and we can finish up with smiles on our faces, because beauty, I think it's on all of our minds. We want a good immune system. We want a good circulatory system. We want all of those benefits that we've discussed earlier in the show. But let's talk about Tremella.
Yeah, this is a mushroom that we may not know very well in the West, but it's interesting is it's one of the top eight mushrooms produced in the world. It is an edible mushroom. Mushroom wisdom really is kind of focused on its, beauty, enhancing activity and things. And the story goes with Tremella is that there's a woman known as Concubine Yang in Chinese history, or Yang Guifei. She's a real historic woman, and it is said that when she walked through a garden, flowers would bow before her beauty. And when she was asked what her beauty secret was, one of the things she mentioned was the Tremella mushroom as a beauty secret. And in traditional Chinese medicine, Tremella is a yin tonic, and yin is moistening, cooling, nourishing. And that's really what we're trying to do with a cosmetic, right? I mean, one of the primary reasons we're coating our bodies with moisturizers and things is not that they necessarily moisturize the body so much as they put a coating over the skin so our bodies don't lose the moisture that it has. So there's actually clinical research showing that it hydrates the skin better and longer than hyaluronic acid. It increases SOD production in skin cells, which, again, I think has an anti-aging aspect to it. And so you can take it both internally and topically. They developed a face cream called Aquamella, which really plays to that fact that it helps hydrate the skin better and longer. It's anti-inflammatory, antioxidant increasing. And then you can also, and I think there's a growing process of recognizing that, you know, beauty really comes from the inside out. And using something like a yin tonic like Tremella, I think is a really wonderful idea. And again, to help the body retain moisture, it has some other benefits. It's certainly good for the immune system. I've used it clinically for people undergoing radiation treatment. There's clinical research showing it has some specific benefits for red blood cells and bone marrow and stuff. So this traditional yin tonic, I think, is an extraordinarily promising remedy for beauty and another, variety of other applications.
And I should let our listeners know that when you talk about research being conducted, there's research at such very well-known institutions as Sloan Kettering, the National Cancer Institute, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Georgetown University, Tufts University. So literally around the world, I've mentioned research institutions here in the United States, but around the world, the research is being conducted on these mushrooms. Now, I'm going to ask one kind of negative question. Is there any caution that people should be aware of when they're using a mushroom product?
Yeah, that's a really important question to add. I will add, your comment about research. There is a website called bioupdate.org, which is just filled with nothing but mushroom research. So if you want to go see some of the studies, you can find a lot of it there. As far as who should use it, the nice thing about these mushrooms is that they're extraordinarily safe. We got to keep in mind that they've been used oftentimes for hundreds, if not thousands of years. There's a large body of research behind them. So really the only concerns, I would have with people taking these remedies would just be common sense things. So if you're taking maitake defraction to boost the immune system, if you're dealing with a condition where you're trying to suppress an overactive immune system, obviously you may not want to be stimulating the immune system. Even something like Tremella, which brings moisture to the body, if you already run really damp in things, if you had a lot of phlegm and mucus and stuff, then again, Tremella is probably not the right remedy for it. So most of it's just kind of common sense that you want to be careful with that. With something like the SX product, you got to remember it's lowering blood sugar and insulin levels. So if you're on medications, you need to make sure that you're doing the blood test so that you don't lower, obviously, your blood sugar levels too low and things. So they're all really commonsensical. The only one thing that I guess kind of stands out to some degree is mushrooms in general tend to be blood thinners. They're very, very mild blood thinners. So if you're on blood thinning medications, it's just important to be aware of that. I don't think it's a big concern. And in the 26 years, I think there have only been a couple of cases that, people have had to adjust accordingly, but they're not nearly as blood thinning as things like vitamin C and ginkgo and stuff, but it is something that we need to be aware of, but it's a very mild blood thinning action in that regard. But in general, they tend to be extraordinarily safe and, good pretty much across the board.
Would you mention the website again?
Yeah, the research website is called BioUpdate, as in bio, B-I-O, update.org. And again, it has nothing but medicinal mushroom research on it.
And what I'm going to say with regard to common sense, your favorite mushroom actually is an adaptogen. So if there is an overactivity in a system of your body, it will help to gently reduce it. If there's underactivity, an adaptogenic approach will support the activity of that particular system. So for people who may not necessarily have ever used a mushroom product before, if they didn't have a specific issue that they wanted to address, reishi might be a really good place to start.
Well, I want to thank
you. Yeah, Mark. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm of the basic belief that everybody on the planet would probably benefit from taking reishi. In fact, I'd go further and say the planet would probably be a happier, more peaceful place if we were taking reishi.
Mark, thank you very much for all that great information. I'm sure our listeners really appreciate it. I know I've learned a lot listening to you, and I'm sure that our listeners will benefit by using any one of the different mushroom products we spoke about. And if you're unclear, come in and see Janet today. She'll be here from 1 to 7. She can help clarify any issue you may have about mushrooms. And everybody that is coming into shop today, tomorrow, and Saturday are going to receive a free bag of about 12 different sample items while you're shopping today, tomorrow, and Saturday. So please stop in and get your free sample bag of many popular items that we'll be giving away free today. Janet, we'll look forward to seeing you today at 1 o'clock.
I will be there, and I want to say thanks to Mark Kaler from Mushroom Wisdom about all of the wisdom that he shared with us, and I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 1 to 7 today, and come in and get your free bag of goodie samples. So thanks so much for joining us for this show today, and we'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.